This is IGN.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
Exclusive. Xbox, Nintendo, and Sony won't be part of E3 2023. E3's first physical event in 4 years was supposed to be a triumphant return for the trade show, an opportunity to recapture some of the excitement of past conventions, which historically have been major showcase events for the games industry. However, it appears that when E3 2023 hits the Los Angeles Convention Center in June, it will be without three of its most important draws. IGN has heard from multiple knowledgeable sources that Xbox, Sony, and Nintendo won't be part of E3 2023, or have a presence in the Los Angeles Convention Center show floor. This information comes on the heels of Xbox's announcement last week that it would be returning to Los Angeles for its annual summer showcase while declining to confirm whether it would be part of the show itself. Speaking with IGN last week, Xbox CEO Phil Spencer said the platform holder is timing its showcase with E3 at a moment convenient for press and even consumers at the event, meaning it's likely to roughly align with the event itself. Spencer also stressed Xbox's public support for E3 and the Entertainment Software Association, ESA. However, IGN understands that Xbox won't have a booth on the show floor. Xbox's current plans for the showcase remain unconfirmed, but in previous years it has held a showcase, preview events, and press mixers. Internally, Xbox has recently suffered layoffs and other cuts, forcing it to tighten its belt following a year that saw virtually no major releases. Xbox's decision not to have a formal presence on E3's show floor comes as a surprise, given its support for the event in the past. Out of the so-called Big Three, it appeared the most likely to be at E3, not the least because it has several major releases to promote in 2023, including Starfield. Nintendo has also traditionally maintained a booth on E3's show floor, even after pioneering the direct format. However, IGN has heard from sources around the industry that neither Nintendo nor Sony will be at E3 2023. With PlayStation originally dropping out in 2019 over reported disagreements with the Entertainment Software Association, ESA. It's currently unclear whether Nintendo and Sony intend to time a showcase with the event. Representatives from Nintendo, Sony, Xbox, and the ESA did not return requests for comment by press time. The full statement can be read on our website, but here's an excerpt. As we spent much of 2022 refining how E3 2023 would take shape, reflecting on the feedback we solicited, we did not send a single contract to an exhibitor until the start of this month. We have received a tremendous amount of interest and verbal commitments from many of the biggest companies in the industry, and when we are ready to announce the exhibitors, we are confident it will be a lineup that will make the trip to Los Angeles well worth it for the industry and consumers alike. The news has the potential to be a big blow for E3, which is attempting to reestablish itself with the help of events company ReadPop, Ampere analyst Piers Harding Rolls tells IGN. With Microsoft already confirming a summer showcase, Rolls says it's likely the Xbox buzz will radiate across E3. However, the uncertainty around Nintendo in particular may put a damper on things. As for Sony, Rolls observed that it has been skipping big events for several cycles now. According to one knowledgeable source, there have been ongoing frustrations with the ESA over the last 3 years, who they claim have incredibly mishandled the E3 brand over the last 3 years. They corroborated other IGN sources in saying that several major E3 organizers have departed the ESA, leaving a new group to sweep up after them, and criticized ReadPop's handling of the event. The source claims that ReadPop began contacting publishers about E3 last fall, while promising to book spots in December, but with less than 6 months to go until E3, the source says there's a lot of missing information. There is not a good sense that there's an understanding what this show is going to be or how it will come together, which is strange from a company that does such an amazing job with PAX twice a year, they told IGN. It seemed like they'd be the perfect shepherds for something like E3, so who knows where the issue is. Is it an ESA issue? Is it a ReadPop issue? But there seems to be a lot of genuine interest from game publishers in the concept of E3. But it's really frustrating that we don't have good solutions. With little clarity on whether E3 will represent a good return on investment, and the tech space more uncertain than ever, many publishers appear to be taking a wait-and-see approach to E3 2023, at least for now. Events have been trying to recover from the hammer blow of the COVID-19 pandemic, which saw major events canceled across the games industry and beyond. E3 sought to join Gamescom, PAX, and other consumer events in returning in 2022, but was ultimately canceled. This year, we'll see the event return at last. But with digital showcases more prevalent than ever, and the major first parties unlikely to appear, it may be a while before E3 returns to anything approaching its former stature. Kat Bailey is a senior news editor at IGN, as well as co-host of Nintendo Voice Chat. Have a tip? Send her a DM at @the_catbot.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.